Sunday morning comic strip readers will notice a change next month. Opus the Penguin is back. Cartoonist Berkeley Breathitt is resurrecting the former star of his Bloom County and Outland strips in a Sunday-only comic called Opus. With us now to talk about Mr. Breathitt's work is Robert C. Harvey. He's a cartoonist, a comics historian, and a columnist for the Comics Journal. He's written several books about comics, including The Art of the Funnies and Aesthetic History. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
For those of us who never make it through the news and sports to get to the comics page, remind us, who is Opus?
Could you repeat that?
Tell us about the character of Opus. Who is he?
Well, Opus is a penguin. Actually, he wandered on to the into Bloom County in the first 6 months of the strip. Brinkley brought him in thinking he was a German shepherd that had followed him home and wanted to keep him. And his father told him that that wasn't a German shepherd, it was a penguin. And he's been in Bloom County ever since. Burke Breathitt talked about Opus last spring when he spoke before the National Cartoonist Society, and he said that a character like Opus is lightning striking and that lightning seldom strikes more than once. And it's interesting now that he's bringing Opus back, confirming his own judgment that Opus is a character that deserves to go on living.
Mr. Breathitt, when he stopped doing the strip, complained about the pressures of getting everything out on deadline. What made him decide to bring Opus back to life?
Well, I think, judging from some of the things that he said before this group of cartoonists last spring, he said something to the effect that he misses having the platform, the public platform where he can make comments on the passing scene, particularly in the past couple of years, he said. And, of course, it is an enormous platform for someone. And if you have been used to taking the platform and speaking your mind on various social and political issues for some time, you're going to miss that. And he misses it. He wants to come back, and he's chosen a way with a Sunday-only comic strip that will permit him to do the work and to have the platform and not have to meet quite as many deadlines as he did when he was doing a seven-day-a-week strip.
Well, many comic strip artists, Berkeley Breathitt included, often complain that newspapers are shrinking the size of their work, and on Sunday strips, newspapers can actually discard panels. The first couple of panels are like disposable. Can you explain how that works?
Well, the newspaper may want to get, let's say that a Sunday comic strip is drawn to be printed a quarter of the page size, and a newspaper that's subscribing to that script may want to get five or six strips on that page instead of just four. And they can do that because the syndicates require the cartoonist to create a strip that the newspaper can drop a couple of panels out. A couple of good examples of this in recent years are the comic strip Zits, and some Sunday papers run the opening panel, which is just a humorous drawing, and another one is Mutz, which has an opening panel that's a humorous drawing, usually an imitation of some famous painting, which sets the theme for the day. Well, those panels can be dropped out, and the strip can be printed using less space and permitting the newspaper to put more strips in. Cartoonists, of course, are of two minds about this. On the one hand, they wish that they didn't have to produce a comic strip, part of which is going to be thrown away. On the other hand, when it is thrown away, that permits the newspaper to use more comic strips, and that keeps more of this shrinking fraternity employed. So it's a dilemma.
Calvin and Hobbes, The Far Side, and Outland, which was Mr. Breathitt's second strip, they all went away at about the same time. Could the return of Opus mark a renaissance, do you think?
Well, it would be nice if the return of Opus meant that The Far Side and Calvin and Hobbes were coming back too, but I rather doubt that, although the Far Side Syndicate, Universal Press, is bringing out a huge omnibus $135 set reprinting the entire run of the strip, and to introduce that they have offered some rerun panels that you can purchase and run in your newspaper. But I'm not sure that this is a renaissance of strips like that. I think Opus, if it includes or embraces the kind of perspective that Burke Breathed displayed in Bloom County and in Outline, it will be a welcome addition to the Sunday page because it represents a point of view, a topical commentary that is not as bitter as the Boondocks and is probably not as political as Doonesbury. So it's going to be somewhere in between is my guess, and I have no way of knowing, of course, but it will be it'll be welcomed by hundreds of thousands of Bloom County fans, I'm sure.
We'll look forward to it. And thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Cartoonist and comics historian Robert C. Harvey, a columnist for the Comics Journal. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.